Two homeowners in McKinnon are refusing to sell their homes to developers after the 10 other homes in the small cul-de-sac were sold so they could make way for apartments. On the line is one of the homeowners, John Menko, who speaks with John Burns.
There's only two of you left, John. Is it becoming inevitable that you'll either have to tolerate living underneath high-rise blocks of flats, or alternatively, you'll have to sell up?
No, we're going to stay where we are, John. We love where we live, and you know, this is where we've invested, and this is where we'll remain. I've grown up in McKinnon, and I'll remain here.
Okay, 10 of 12 homes have been sold to developers. You and a neighbour are sticking it out. How long have you lived there?
I've lived in this street for seven or eight years. I've been in McKinnon around about 20 years.
And what are the features of McKinnon that appeal to you so much?
Oh, it's like a little village. It's a beautiful spot. It's tucked away between a couple of suburbs, Bentley and Ormond, and the transport's fantastic. We've got one of the best high schools. You know, parents live nearby as well, so it's just somewhere where I've grown up, and I'll always remain here. And Clare Street's the best place to be in.
Have these developers put any pressure on you, such as financial pressure, in the sense that they keep offering you more and more and more to buy your house?
Yeah, we've had a few offers. At least three offers come through. Each time, we've just rejected the offers because, you know, it needs to be a humongous amount if I was ever going to leave, and that's, you know, I'm just not interested in what they're offering, and I just want to remain where I am, because the offers are pretty much what you're going to be looking at to purchase somewhere else in McKinnon, and it's that's what the government rather stay where I am.
John, it's a small street. Those 10 other homes that have sold, what has gone up or is going up in their place?
Okay, so beside us, to our right, as we sit in our house, three-storey development with 34, I think it's been reduced to, 34 apartments across three blocks. Opposite us, there's five blocks that have gone up for sale as well, and have been sold to the actual developer. Again, three-storey apartments will be going up there in excess of maybe, you know, 60 apartments.
And have they got adequate parking for all of those?
They're going to have all basement car parking, so there'll be holes all around our house opposite and to our right, and we're looking at around about 200 vehicles trying to get out of a court.
But it's going to make life intolerable for you ultimately, isn't it, John, on the basis that the building process itself is going to make life difficult. The amount of traffic that's going to be going up and down Clare Street is going to drive you nuts. And secondly, I can just visualise your tiny little house surrounded by monstrous high-rise.
It will. But, look, John, you know, my concern is more the council. Why are they not looking to this? You know, from the traffic perspective, from the department there, they're not willing to have meetings with me. I've asked for numerous times to say, how can you allow this to happen in the cul-de-sac? I know GRZ1 zoning in this area. What are you putting in place for the 200 vehicles that will get out? And they just give me stats saying, you know, one car every 6 minutes. And
John, interestingly, the quote from your mayor, Jim McGee, in the Leader this morning, is that people need to get used to this high-density building and there'll be plenty more to come. What's your reaction if that's what's coming from the highest office there at council?
Okay, so where's the infrastructure for all this? Have we got a freeway coming down McKinnon Road, or we have just one lane each way on McKinnon Road? It's a very quiet village-type setup. It cannot cope with, you know, 400 or 500 vehicles going up and down. No one will be able to get in and out. There'll be gridlock across the whole of McKinnon and Bentley. We're talking other streets as well. Why are they spilling into the streets with these developments? Get used to it, I understand, but do it on the main road. Do it on McKinnon Road. Maybe go up double-storey, triple-storey there. But in the streets, a little bit of development's fine. I don't mind, you know, maybe townhouses or even double story at most, but three story, we're talking nearly 11 metres worth of building. Look, overlooking into every block around it, and we're talking 2.5 metres off each fence where there are balconies which are not obscured. They've just got little metal slats, and people can look into your backyard.
John, stick to your guns, mate. Stick to your guns. We admire you for that, and we'll keep an eye on that story, because it just beggars belief that in a cul-de-sac, which is a dead-end street, and he was talking about, 30 units there and 60 units over there?
And it won't only be McKinnon.